Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard a Tri-Day Friday. Looking for some good Father's Day gifts. We got some really actually good and creative ones. I think our favorite one is the one where he gave his dad his car back.
That was pretty cool.
That's the best one we got.
But Hugh didn't like that one.
I know. I thought it was great.
No, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
People are offering up suggestions for what to get Hugh for Father's Day.
Yeah, any good
some
ones?
Good ones. Oh yeah.
Oh, you get people. You people coming up in a little bit.
How about let me just take one off the board right now. Accountability.
Yes.
Accountability. I mean, come on.
If only you could wrap that up or put it in an envelope. That'd be given out all the time. Can't do that. All right, before we get back to the phones on Saquon, would you bet on him to do it again? I would. I think Saquon's going to have another great season. Sometimes we go too far with, like, oh, the trends and history. I get all that, and I'm not saying it is, you know, a lock that he has 2,000 yards again. But I think if health is there for him, he's going to have another special season. He is a special athlete behind the best offensive line in the league. And I tend to think this is going to end up more like Emmitt Smith with the Cowboys or Terrell Davis with the Broncos, to which we think maybe they're going to change the offense. Maybe they're going to throw more. I'm not sure they are. And I think the Eagles will lean on what is best. And their best is their best player, Saquon Barkley, in this offensive line. Where do you come down on Saquon? And Alec Boehm, he is red hot. Last 30 days, some of the best numbers in baseball. Are you buying back in on Boehm? I can feel Hugh trying to become an Alec Boehm guy in front of our eyes.
I'm trying, man. I mean, but it's like, I need to see a little bit more. You know what kind of deters me a little bit?
What?
The temper tantrum.
That kills me.
Temper tantrum.
I can't do it.
Temper tantrum.
I mean, that's not how typically star players act or guys you can count on in big spots act. I'm with that part drives me crazy about him, but he has hit a lot lately. All right, before we go back to the phones, we do have another Sixers rumor to discuss. So yesterday we talked about VJ Edgecombe, right? How they brought him in for a private visit, and it seems like he might be their guy if they stay at number 3. Well, what if they don't stay at number 3? Story yesterday, sources, according to Michael Scotto, the Sixers have engaged with the Spurs about potentially moving up to the number 2 pick. For now, the Sixers zeroed in on 4 NBA draft prospects with the number 3 pick, including a private workout with VJ Edgecombe and also the Ace Bailey name in there. All right, so let's discuss this. The idea of the Sixers trading up one spot with the San Antonio Spurs to number 2. Presumably, Hugh, that would be for Dylan Harper, the other Rutgers
Ron
kid.
Ron Harper Jr.?
Right. So
Ron Harper's son.
Ron Harper's son, yes. The other Rutgers kid, whereas Bailey and Harper played at Rutgers together. So here's my question. I'm not going to ask you about Harper. Let's say the Sixers love him, right? Let's say the Sixers want Ron Harper Jr. They want to go up and get the kid. Dylan Harper, Ron Harper's kid. They want to go up and get Dylan Harper. What would you give up? So here's what, I mean, we obviously know they don't have much to give up, right? No one wants Joel Embiid. The Spurs don't want Paul George. They're going to want something that has some value to it. So let me throw this one at you. Would you trade Jared McCain to move up one spot? The kid that we saw last year, the rookie that was at a Duke, who had like an incredible 20-game stretch where it looked like he was going to be the rookie of the year, and then he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
If they love Harper, Dylan Harper out of Rutgers, would you trade McCain to move up one spot?
If they're willing to take him. Because my whole thing has been, when we talk about trading McCain for that second pick, is that he's injured. I didn't know how much they would give for him or get for him. So that's the reason why I was throwing Max's name out there. But if Dylan McCain's the guy, then yeah, I'll trade him for that.
So I wouldn't trade Jared McCain.
Jared.
Well, Dylan Harper is the other guy. Yeah,
I mixed them two.
Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't trade Jared McCain. I'm not saying he's totally untouchable, but I liked what I saw last year. He really played well. I mean, he actually kind of captivated everyone for a few weeks in the beginning of the season before everything went off the rails. I would not trade Jared McCain. In fact, I would rather trade Maxey. If you tell me right now they have to move, the Spurs want something real to make this kind of trade. Would you rather trade Maxey or McCain for the number 2 pick?
I think Maxey would make the deal go. I think that would be a no-brainer.
But if they say we'll take either one, you choose the one we get. Who would you rather trade versus keep?
Damn, that's now you're changing the.
Well, I'm curious. Yeah, you're a Maxey guy.
I like Maxey.
You don't want to trade either.
I like Maxey.
So you trade McCain.
I would trade McCain if I had that choice. I would if they told me either or, I'm keeping Maxey.
I would trade Maxey and keep McCain.
I agree with that. If I had to pick one,
but you don't want to trade either one.
No.
So you're not that interested in moving up to 2?
No, like if it was for Cooper Flagg, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, it does seem like people have billed this as a 2-player draft, but it feels like there's a one-player draft. And maybe then a 2 and then a gap, but like 1 and 2 are different.
And there will be other great players to come out of it, but I'm not like, I don't know, I'm not banking on it being Dylan Harper so much so that I would get rid of like a known commodity like Maxey or McCain.
Yeah, it does feel like a heavy lift to just move up one spot. Now, again, if the kid is special, then he's special, and then you want him on your team. I mean, there's also the avenue of they could trade draft picks. They have the 2028 Clippers pick. I think it is an interesting rumor. Ultimately, I'd stay at 3. I like VJ Edgecombe, and I think he could be a really good Sixer. But if I had a pick and the Sixers are going to do this, I would trade Maxey over McCain here. We haven't talked to Herb in a long time. Where was he? Herb, what's up, buddy? How you been?
Hey, Joe. I'm down Ben's Landing. I'm heading down to Chickie and Pizza.
Ah, big Chickie's day with the afternoon show.
You're using my intelligence, maybe I would say.
All of it?
I've been away for 10 days, okay? Mm. So I didn't hear any WIP. Yesterday I was on, and I was the one that said, I don't want to give up Maxey, but I'm going to give it to him if I can get that number 1 pick.
Oh, you want Cooper Flagg. Well, yeah, I trade Maxey for Cooper Flagg in a heartbeat.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because that guy that was on yesterday, supposedly some kind of NBA insider.
Well, Kevin
supposedly.
Kevin O'Connor? Was it Kevin O'Connor?
Yeah, whoever was going with Spike.
Yeah.
With Spike.
Did he use your intelligence?
Doing this thing, and then I was put on right after, okay? First of all, he's got 6'4", 6'5". So we need a guy that's like 6'8", 6'9", or 6'10", that can shoot the ball.
Well, that'd be ideal, yeah.
Great defense, mm-hmm. that can put the ball on the floor. Put the ball on the floor and can shoot, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen. Maxey, I love you. I know you can score 40, 50 a night.
But
he's short. Yeah, be short.
But the thing is, he's already signed, okay, for the next so many years. So a team would take him, okay? He would fit right in with Dallas with Irvin, okay?
And they would Kyrie. He's from Dallas. Man, you might want to go home.
He would love that.
More scoring. He's from Dallas. His parents don't have to fly up to come see him when they come to Philly. They're right there.
Listen, Herb, you don't got to sell me on Cooper Flagg.
Herb, how was your trip, dude?
Listen,
Herb, where you been for 10 days? Where'd you go?
Where you been?
I told you, I went to Columbia. I was in Cartagena.
Herb, what'd you do? What'd you do down there?
You already know what you did.
Herb, what'd you do down there?
What I do? I did a lot of things, okay? What do you think? Want to play with me? Yeah. You know, I had a little sex. I had a little this. I had
like to keep it vague.
And we went right
We call the theater of the mind.
We did ask him. That's right.
Douglas, you asked me.
We thought you was gonna like play. You know, like you know what I mean. Keep it kind of vague.
Well, now we're here. Herb, you got a girlfriend, or is this just a fling?
No, I just did whatever I did.
Now you want to be vague.
Now you're vague. What's her name?
I got a couple of ladies that I hooked up with. Okay, ooh. One of them actually, her name is Maria.
One of them. There were more
Miami.
Than one.
He said he pulled a twofer.
She's from Miami.
He did a twofer.
Excuse me.
I'm looking at Maria from Miami.
Maria from Miami. Yeah.
I know.
I'm not mad at you, Herb. That's you awesome. Know. That's awesome.
All right, brother. So,
Herb.
Hey, hey, Douglas, I got some cards for you. You know, dudes, you ever been in dudes?
Dudes.
The leather store?
I have not.
Oh, you got to go in there. They just got more steak. They got the snake and the alligator, man.
Get some boots?
Oh, some snakeskin boots?
You can get boots. You can get whatever you want. I just had one of my belts taken. I got a medium green belt, and they put a new buckle on there because I wasn't wearing the other one.
Okay.
They did it for $10. They give me a nice buckle and throw it on there and stuff because I had bought this belt a few years ago. It's like a medium light green, but... For the summer, but, you know, like, I'm going to Detroit next month.
Okay.
What are you doing there? What are you going to Detroit for?
I got business with me and my heart surgeon are getting together. And I'm taking him to the Detroit Tigers. They're playing Tampa Bay Rays.
That's pretty cool.
Detroit's got a good team. You're going to see some good baseball.
I told you my friend... Chad Matola is the batting coach for the Rays.
Oh, there you go.
I get a chance to see him again. I saw him a couple years ago down at CB, down at the Phillies Park. Mm. So, you know, but old friends, old acquaintances, and
are we invited? Yeah, can we come too? Are we invited? He wants to go.
Yeah, you can come. All right. You got money in your pocket.
Yeah, we got you, Herb. All right.
I'm going for steak dinner.
Oh, there we go. Steakhouse night.
We're going to go find a steak place down in Detroit, you know.
Herb, you going to be a chicky set? You going to watch the show?
I'm going down now because I went to the College World Series. Yeah, I'm going for the show, but the College World Series.
Ben Davis' kid, Tay Davis.
I know all about it.
Well, you've been gone for 10 days. I didn't know
you just trying to keep you up to speed.
I had the connection for the World Series. Okay, there's a place called Cartagena Sports Club. You just walk in there.
It's made
there's out. Two hot Spanish girls when you walk in.
Maria.
I've met like three brothers down there, and. Add a couple Coronas, and you tell them what you want to see, what game you want. I saw the Phillies last week playing Toronto. So, I mean, you know, like...
what do you want me to say?
It was cool.
What do you want me to say? All right, Herb, that sounds great. All right, Herb, we'll talk soon. There he goes, Herb, for the first time in 10 days.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Well, I asked Herb what he did in Colombia, and he told us. I mean,
a couple brothers.
That's on me. A couple brothers.
We are all inclusive.
That poor woman, Maria, now that we know her name. Yeah, that's. Wow. Do we buy the whole story? Or do we think it's a little embellished?
I mean,
all real?
Does Herb ever lie about anything?
Herb is a ladies' man.
Yeah, we saw that one time we were at McGurk's. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
He was talking.
Yeah,
I've seen
him. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've seen our Christian in Nazareth is up. What's up, Christian?
Hey, guys, you know, Joe, Hugh, the rest of the crew, good afternoon, guys. It's a pleasure for you guys having me on here quick.
Appreciate you, Christian.
To have him. You heard him.
Yes, it's our pleasure. What's up, Christian?
Thank you for, again, accepting my call. Again, I listen, you know, morning through afternoon, dawn, every day, you know, and I never have the urge to call in, you know.
Feels
you know,
like
after all the takes on Jalen Hurts, you know, all the Phillies takes, you know, whether, we're, you know, we're up and down. By the way, great, you know, we've been playing, you know, solid bone. Thank God he's hitting the ball again.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, you know, I had to call in. I can't even believe, you know, the blasphemy in mentioning trading Tyrese Maxey and for the second overall pick. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. You know, a team like Dallas comes to us and would even, you know, think of the possibility of giving us the first overall pick with, you know, for trade and, you know, involving Maxey. Then that is something I could get. You know, they just pulled in Davis last year. They're about to lose Kyrie Irving. I could understand, you know, us giving a guard, you know, like Tyrese Maxey for the first overall pick and getting more of a promising product in Cooper Flagg. But to even consider, and again, I'm respectable of everyone's takes, everyone's opinions. That's what the best part about this show is.
Yeah, yeah, forget about all that.
However, Tyrese Maxey for the possibility of Dylan Harper, who half the last season at Rutgers, everyone talks about Ace Bailey. Oh, he wasn't producing. He was producing when Dylan Harper was on the floor. And I'm not going to, you know, portray him like this Kevin Durant in college like other callers have. Because, you know, he's not comparable.
Well, he's not. Yeah, he's not Durant. So Christian, we're on the same page. I just want to stay at three. I like Edgecombe, and I would stay at three. When I saw the Sixers had some interest, and the story was out there, they were interested in two. Obviously, it's for Dylan Harper, right? So then I'm working my mind, like, what are they going to give up? And I'm not trying to get rid of Maxey. I just would rather keep McCain than Maxey. That's all.
No, and absolutely. And, I mean, if you want to... And Hugh, all due respect, I believe it was you. You brought up the knee injury he was dealing with last season. But those first 20-25 games, I mean, that, undebatably, you know, arguably the rookie of the year right there. And I mean, to only see a guy for 20-25 games, let alone, you know, pairing him on the court with Maxey and praying for, you know, a revival of Joel Embiid this season. And I'm praying, you know, thankfully he got the surgery. I have hope. You know what I mean? I'm not 100% negative on Joel Embiid. That dude comes back healthy this year. We got McCain and Maxey.
Oh, Christian, don't do this to yourself.
I'm sorry.
He did it.
No,
don't do it
to yourself. Don't be the guy who believes Joel's going to get healthy.
I'm not saying healthy. I'm saying, though, that if he comes back and can produce, not even, you know, a fool of what he was.
The music is louder than you.
I think with Maxey and McCain, I mean, that's a decent team. And to, you know, try to give up, you know, either Maxey or McCain for a guard like Dylan Harper, I mean, we don't need another guard right now. We have, you know, Maxey and McCain. We need someone with size. I think, you know, I mean, Edgecombe's a little bigger, but I mean, I'm not all against taking Ace Bailey and, you know, taking a little bit of a risk with him. Like I said, when Dylan Harper was on the floor, Ace Bailey was playing well. Unfortunately, you go to a school like Rutgers and you're the only guy without
Dylan Harper. Well, yeah, they couldn't win there. And Christian, I get it. Here's my thing. Good phone call. We appreciate listening and calling.
And being as passionate as you are,
he
bro,
did
that
cook.
Was pretty
there.
Dope. That was pretty dope.
Here's the one thing the Sixers better not get themselves involved in: trying to find someone that just fits this group. We got to move on from most of this group. Like, I can't find the guy. I can't make a draft pick because they fit with Joel Embiid. He might play 20 games next year. I can't bring someone in because they fit with Paul George. Paul George, let's get him out of here as quickly as possible. I just get a great player and then figure it out. I mean, like, I know if they draft a guard, it's gonna be like, well, they have Maxey.
They got a bunch of guards.
Yeah, but. Just get a great player, and then I'll figure out the rest. Because if you're trying to find a fit, then what are you fitting? Like, we're fitting around Joel Embiid and Paul George? I can't do that. Just get a great player. I don't want Ace Bailey anywhere near here. I'm seeing this. Elliot is not handling the fact that they might not draft Ace Bailey well, because that's his guy.
He said he's not handling well. He's crashing out.
Well, I saw him yesterday say that when the rumor came out they could trade up for two, he said this is probably for Ace Bailey. It's not for Ace Bailey. No one's taking Ace Bailey at number two. I'm sorry, Elliot. I know he loves him. That guy was really upset at the idea of trading Maxey.
Very upset.
Yeah, at you, really, more than me.
Well, not. Listen, when you're talking about trading something, this is the reason why I said it. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about trading somebody, you have to look at your most attractive pieces.
Yeah.
And you have to start there, and then you try to move around. I mean, that's the piece that they're going to want. That's the piece that they're going to want, because Jared McCain was hurt. They might have some trepidation about that, even though he was trending in the right direction.
Yep.
But Maxey is going to be the guy that most teams are going to look at, and that's your most attractive piece.
Do we have an update on the dysfunctional Cowboys down in Dallas? What's going on down there?
Yeah, so just sent you this from Clarence Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons says the Cowboys are costing themselves more money by waiting to do a deal.
I don't say this often. Mike is right. I mean, he's not going to cost less as time goes on.
The price of the brick growing up.
Of course it is.
Day by day.
This is what the Cowboys do.
I mean,
they wait till the last possible minute, cost themselves the most possible amount of money. They do usually end up paying it, though.
They do. Have you noticed, though, you know how it seemed like every quarterback contract jumped the next one for a while?
Mm-hmm.
No one's jumping the Dak one. There's been a few quarterback deals since Dak, and he still remains the highest paid quarterback. Because I think the Bills redid Josh Allen. He didn't jump above him in terms of yearly salary. And then Purdy just got his deal. So I think they do usually get it done. Kyle's right. But they obviously overpaid Dak Prescott. No one's coming near that number for anybody else.
What have I done to deserve this?
Yeah, and they're going to do the same thing with Micah, right? They're going to pay him more than any defensive player ever, which he's obviously a great player and worth a lot of money, but they could have saved, like, I don't know, maybe $5, $10 million a year if they did this a year ago?
Yeah, if they'd have just paid the guy, but they didn't want to do that.
So what's going to end up happening? They're going to franchise tag him after the season? Or
He's not in camp, is he? He didn't go.
So I think he was there but didn't participate. It was
okay,
one of those.
Okay.
I mean, the real question is, does he hold out of training camp?
That's what I was thinking.
If you were him, would you go? Would you practice?
Oh yeah, I would have never held out.
You're not a holdout guy.
No, because I'd be thinking about them bills keep coming in.
What are we paying for?
I don't think I would hold out. But the money that they're making is way different,
right?
Because he's going to be like at least $100 million, and that might be on the low end.
I think it could be close to 200.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so that's we're talking about a different animal. You know, when you're talking about $200 million that he's going to get either with this team or somebody else.
So if the top pass rushers are getting 40 now, a five-year contract is 200.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get 200.
Yeah, so yeah, you're right. So if I'm him and he's talking about the price of the brick growing up, yeah, I'd probably hold out.
Yeah.
It's a different era, man, different era.
Well, here's why it's significant for us. The first game is the Eagles, right? Like, if he holds out and he's – I think it was, Bosa 2 years ago? Bosa held out, and it seemed like it took him a few weeks to get in shape.
No, it was Chris Jones held out, too.
Chris Jones, and he actually missed the first game.
Yeah, and he was in the stands in the first
game. Which was the biggest power move of all time, lost the game and he's watching from the crowd. I mean, that was what? But
that was crazy.
If the Cowboys thing goes bad this summer and he holds out and misses the first game, that's the Eagles game. So we should all be rooting for
that
this
he holds
thing.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
That'd be awesome for us. All right, Big V and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on?
What up,
Big V, what's up?
Hey, first of all, I got to say that, you know, I'm in on my boy. I think he's going to continue well. He's heating up at the right time in the season. It should help the Phillies, you know.
Is this you believe in Alec Boehm? Big V, you're getting fooled again.
Hey, look, I've been married twice, so, you know, it's not unusual with me getting fooled.
All right, I can't. I have no retort for that. I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, that's probably good for
you. But yeah, and Hugh, listen, yes. Hugh, look, man, you gotta let them stop, you know, ganging up on you here. I mean, and what's this about? You can't beat him running. You should know you could beat dude running. He remembers how fast you got out of there when it was flooding.
Well, that's true.
That's a backhanded compliment.
Big V, a little water comes in, and Hugh will sprint chasing Barry Sanders in 97.
That's a little bit of a backhanded comment.
I'm sorry, I meant for the backhand. I'm betting on you, Hugh, to win. Okay? I'm going to parlay it and say if it rains, you should beat him by
you like my chances? If it rains, you like my chances?
Yeah.
Y'all funny. Y'all ain't right. Y'all supposed to be my friends.
Well, your friends got to keep you honest.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. This is true.
Hey, Hugh, by the way, you know, Kyle and Joe, they still owe you an apology for, you know, calling you the captain on the Titanic when you said that, you know, the Phillies were going to win, and they won.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You're talking about the other day, yeah.
The game they won in 11 innings with bunts, we have to apologize to Hugh for that?
I mean, a win is a win.
Oh, jeez.
A win is a win.
Win is a win. He's right. Yeah. Win is a win.
Not apologizing because he guessed they'd win a home game in the middle of June. Like if he calls his shot and says they're going to win the World Series right now, that's a different story.
They might have found their tush push.
Yeah.
They found their tush push.
A couple of bunts. Yeah. Great. Big V, what's a good Father's Day gift?
Well, I'm with Hugh and, you know, and that's what I asked my family. Look, I want some peace and quiet, you know. You guys take care of the chores, walk the pets. You know, all I want to do is sit, sip, and enjoy the day.
I think a lot of dads want that one. Big V, we appreciate the phone call.
That's it.
You know, he did say walk the pets. You think he meant something other than a dog? What else do you walk besides a dog?
That's it.
Well, I guess he has more than one pet. He might have a ferret. He might have a.
Do you walk ferrets?
No.
I think you do.
No.
I've seen people walk ferrets. Hell, somebody was doesn't Buddy who had Wally was walking the alligator? Didn't he walk the alligator?
Yeah, that guy was a problem.
I think he was walking him to try and get him into the stadium, though. Like, I don't know if otherwise he generally takes Wally on walks.
Big V has a parrot that he, well, not a parrot.
You don't walk a parrot. Parrots fly.
Yeah, a ferret. I meant to say ferret.
Because taking my parrot for a walk.
Taking my ferret.
Put the parrot on a leash. All right, 215-592-9494.
Well, I just love how convicted he was that you could walk a ferret.
I know.
You can, can't you?
I mean, you can physically.
I've been on
you don't
thousands of walks in my life. The only thing I see people walking are dogs, like ferrets and parrots.
Most normal people, but yeah. You know, some people are.
You're walking in your neighborhood.
check out and see if you see any non-dogs on leashes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that.
You're not a walk around your neighborhood guy, are you?
No.
You might see Skip. All right,
I've seen my neighbors lately. They're walking around.
Skip?
No, not Skip.
He's seen you. Okay, we will finish up on the phone lines. We're handed over to Ike, Spike, and Jack at Chickies. You people, plus, it's back. Explicit snack of the night. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. After the tip-off, you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jiller. Coming up, you people. We'll check in with their Senate. We'll see who they're mad at today or happy with. We'll find out, you people, your comments from the YouTube stream, which you can listen to all the time, watch all the time. Of course, also the Odyssey app. Coming up, we did mention earlier in the week, we're going to start on Monday, quarter century week on the Midday Show.
Quarter century.
Next week, the best of the best of the last 25 years in Philadelphia sports. I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see kind of where some of our lists come down and where everyone votes on these. You're going to be able to vote on the website, kind of like they're doing for the afternoon show with Top 11, right? Which is going on right now. I submitted my top. I think we all submitted our Top 11s, which they're going to start to unveil next week. Did you get confirmation? Did you name him?
Yeah, he said Zach Wheeler.
You said Zach Wheeler, not Max Wheeler.
Not Max Wheeler. Max Wheeler.
Not happy with where you put him, though.
Max Zach Wheeler?
I probably had him at like 9 or 10.
Yeah, you did have him.
In the city right now?
Yeah.
No. He doesn't respect pitchers, remember?
Oh, listen. That's right. That was the nonsense that came out of last year. He's closer to 1 than 6.
Why are you mad at my list?
Because it's a joke. Well,
is that the whole point?
I guess
we make lists to get mad at lists. I mean, that literally is what we do around here.
That was a hard list to make. And
I agree with that, but some things are easier than others.
Yeah, but that was a layup.
Gracious.
I like Zach. Zach, if you're listening.
Obviously, you don't.
You're one of my favorites, but dog. Mm. You pitch every 5 days.
Dominates every 5 days.
Okay, you dominate every 5 days.
You respect starting pitchers.
I do.
You only played every 7 days.
What?
You heard me.
I mean, football players play 17 games a year.
But he only affected.
By that premise, baseball players should be the whole list.
Wheeler plays more games than you do in a season.
No, I'm just saying, Wheeler, wow. I mean, he plays every 5 days.
Yep, and you every 7.
Yeah, but he doesn't practice.
He doesn't have a bye.
What does he do on his off days? He's just sitting around, probably chugging beers.
Apparently, the funny
working
thing
on
is,
the treadmill.
Not much.
No. Did you read in the Matt Gelb article? Yeah. He doesn't take care of his body anymore.
No, so he works.
He just what a drink. What is he doing?
Well, probably, so he's like a big McDonald's guy.
Well, so he works out. He said hard during the off season,
but during
the season, he's found for his body it responds better if he
to
does
McDonald's.
Well, I don't know about the food, but he doesn't
responds better to McDonald's.
No, he doesn't work out during the season. Like during the off season, he gets himself in shape, and then season it's just like massages for the arm. He gets rent ready for the next start. He doesn't work out during the season.
That's what I'm saying. He don't do nothing.
He dominates.
You dominate.
Number 9 is an affront.
See, listen,
we might have to do a whole week on this.
You put me in a bad spot asking me these questions.
This
you know
was your list.
Just because we know how your body responds to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Then I blow up like a tick. I swell up. That's pretty impressive that you could eat McDonald's all season long and still look the same.
So that being said, inadvertently, Hugh and I may have also, we may have both had very controversial number 9s as I look at my list. I'm just saying.
No, so my, now, no, who was yours?
Number 9?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, you about to get ratio for
that's
that
fine.
One, bro.
I think there are 8 better athletes in the city.
I hear you. I mean, it was a hard list to make. I felt pressure to do one.
Yeah, nobody above him on my list is a bad player. I mean, they're all...
That's the thing. It all depends on how you rate
them. 9 for Wheeler.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Because the 8 I had above him were like, no disrespect.
Well, now you're going to be disrespectful.
Like, actual athletes. Like, that have to work.
Starting pitchers are athletes.
He just admitted that he don't work out during the season.
But like he doesn't have to pitch to a 2-something ERA.
He's like, Zach, if you're listening, because I know you listen to the show, you have put yourself in the same category as golfers, in my opinion.
Tiger Woods wouldn't have been on the list?
Not athlete.
Get out of here.
Not athlete.
What
no,
is
he was athletic.
Yeah, of course he was.
Because when his body broke down, he became,
that was it, yeah.
But who is the other guy that wears the pants that I like?
That's a weird question.
No, the other guy that wears the pants that you
John
like.
Daly?
You know when I
John
said
Daly.
It? When I said it. Yeah, you could cut that one because I
who's the other guy that wears the pants I like? I don't know. Most guys wear pants.
John Daly. Slather Vaseline on me. I give you permission. I walked into that one.
I don't need permission. Yeah. You've said it. It's getting cut.
You're a mess over here. All right, hold on a second. I was trying to say something, and then we got caught up in our list, which both of us obviously have controversial number 9s. Next week, top 11 obviously going to be unveiled in the afternoon show. We're going to do quarter century week here on the Midday Show. Top 5 moments of the last 25 years, teams, figures in the city, individual seasons, maybe the worst moments, maybe the most hated figures. The quarter century week on the Midday Show is coming up next week. All right, before we get to the phones here, Can we play a little game called Explicit Snack of the Night?
Yeah, so I guess I'll preface this because you're going to hear a pretty big hint.
Okay.
How well do you guys know your Tasty Cakes?
Fairly well. Yeah, well, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but we've worked in the Tasty Cake studio a long time.
I
worked at night, sometimes it was the only thing keeping me energized with a little sugar. So, yeah, I know them.
All right. Well, if you guys can nail this one, then let's do it.
Our snack of the night. Never had myself a before. Now, I opened up the side of the box. I love how they package their Oh, look at that. It's in this tiny little aluminum tin. Oh, it's beautiful. I love the smell of the coming out of the package. Now, I have ever so gently lifted the whole out of the tin, so I'll be careful. I brought a plate in here with me in case it falls apart. Let us take a bite of the Interesting. So, I am a big eater. I usually have at least two a day. This tastes just like, it's not an artificial flavor. It tastes like I'm eating an actual, like a ripe, which I like. The cream is very silky smooth. The white cream on top, it's like, bam! Gives you a little, it gives the pop at the end. But it's primarily a smooth.
You said the white cream at the top.
Okay. All right. I have an idea.
I don't.
The tin makes me think it's a pie. That's a Tasty Cake pie.
I've never had, whatever he's eating, I've never had one.
So, I right about the face?
No, I'm telling you.
Don't lie.
I know my go-tos when it comes to the Tasty Cake, and I've never lifted a Tasty Cake out of a tin.
Am I right on the pie? That it's a
yes.
pie.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we have to guess the exact variety, flavor. The cream threw me all off. I'm going to be honest with you. I
cream
didn't...
pie.
So first thought was apple, because he said that he has this every day, right? Like, so what is he having every day? But I don't...
It's smooth. It's ripe.
There's no cream in the apple pie. I mean, they have the icing on top on some of them, right? But not in the filling. Mm-hmm. Is it perhaps a seasonal flavor that maybe we don't know much about? I'm trying to think as I walk past that. All right, it's a pie. He has it every banana cream.
That's right. You got it.
I get
it?
Banana cream. See, I don't like banana cream.
I haven't had this one, but I've seen it out there in our stand.
I don't like banana cream.
Are we tied now? Have Hugh and I each gotten one of these in the Explicit Snack of the Night?
I think you're 1-1.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
good job.
Now the race really begins.
That's right.
Cream I'm not a fan
pie.
Of banana cream. I'm not a fan.
You wouldn't have the banana cream?
Mm-mm.
I don't think I would either. It feels.
No,
I'm not a banana dessert guy.
No.
I like banana.
I like banana pudding.
I'm out on
bananas. Well, that's not bad. You're out on bananas.
Yes.
Just think generally. When I go to a restaurant, I'm going to have a dessert. Like, I'm not looking at the bananas.
What do you think about just in general cream pie?
Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Cream pie.
That is a tremendous drop. I mean, that is. All right, let's go to Dave and Bethlehem.
Cream
What's up, Dave?
Pie.
What's up, Dave?
Hey.
That's hilarious.
Good afternoon, Hugh, Joe.
What's up, man?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. So I really think that if the Eagles get a fullback as lead blocker, it will not help Saquon to, again, excel and get the NFL rushing record, but also open the play-action passing game for Jalen and the receivers.
They have a fullback.
We got Ben Van Sumeren coming back from the torn knee. He could be the guy, Dave.
Yep, and that's the biggest thing because I think Hugh's role model has the insight into it. So, Hugh, in the New York Jets question-answer, the last question they asked you was, if you could have dinner with any NFL player, former or current, who would it be?
Oh, you asked me the question?
It's your answer. You already answered this to the Jets program in 1995, yeah.
I forgot. Maybe was it Reggie White?
It was Charles Haley or Lawrence Taylor.
I knew it was a pass rusher. I just didn't remember which one it was.
Yeah. So why Lawrence Taylor, out of curiosity?
Man, listen, let me tell you. I had a chance to sit down with Lawrence Taylor when we were doing something in L.A. He has some stories that when he starts to tell them, all of the older players do, man, but his stories, Like, he was telling a story about how he woke up drunk one time. And he said it just like that, and he realized they had a game. And he went and got an IV, and he had 3 sacks that day. Do you know how hard it is to do what he said he did? And he just would do it, like, just coming to game. And he said Bill was mad at him. He's on the table getting an IV. And he was trying to keep him out the game, but he couldn't. And he go in the game and had 3 sacks. Like, he has some fascinating stories.
Yes. So he's like the sage guru on the mountain, correct?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so you guys mentioned before about Barry Sanders, you know, his whole video on YouTube. I watched part of it, and he there's a segment on how he his first game against Lawrence Taylor, and it mentioned how you mentioned how your first game against Terrell Davis, you got to trash talk him before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Taylor's doing the same thing with Barry Sanders. You're not gonna do nothing, blah 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 blah. It's like his Barry's second third game as a rookie. He gets crushed, and after the game, you know, Barry Sanders says we got beat up and everything else like that. Held it to less than 50 yards rushing. LT comes up to him and says, if you had a lead blocker, you'd be unstoppable.
And now you got the lead blocker thought in your mind for Saquon. David, listen, if Van Sumeren could play, and you know, typically the NFL's gone away from that, a little bit more back towards it the last year or so, but like it's not like we're getting a lot of production out of the third wide receiver. So if they put Van Sumeren on the field instead of Jahan Dotson and they run the football well, I'm good. The run game is what took us where we went last year. Dave, what's your Father's Day gift?
Katie Maple Smorgasbord.
What is that?
The Pennsylvania Dutch buffet.
Ah.
Check the website. They got brisket, prime rib, shrimp. You know, one can get kind of fluffy or Hulk up, depending on your perspective. It's got a full dessert bar.
Mm.
It sounds filling, if nothing else. Hey, that sounds fun. Appreciate it. Would you? When was the last time you went to a buffet? When you met Bam at the
No, when I went to we went to the Korean barbecue. It was me. It was Hugh and Brianna. They took me to Father's Day, and I ended up paying for the meal.
Yeah.
I ended up paying for the meal. That was the last one, but it was funny. It was a fun time though. We went and the kind where you cook the food in the middle.
Oh.
And but I ended up paying.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
He got smoked.
Yeah, drop that money on the middle of the table. All right, speaking of smoked, which we usually sometimes do here in You People, let's hear what they have to say today.
You People.
It's time to hear from You People.
What do you mean, You People?
So a big welcome back to Company Man Douglas.
He's back.
Thank you, I guess.
It's about time.
Very high on
it. Just hiding for a while.
Yeah, real quick. So somebody in the YouTube chat talking about making New People shirts.
I like
Send them over to the station.
We'll wear them.
I will wear them in studio. I don't think it'd be a good idea for me to be walking around Philly with a shirt that says You People on it. Looking
like
I do.
They get it. Some people, you should be. If you put like WIP or something.
I don't think it's worth the risk.
I will definitely wear it on the show, no doubt. I mean, You People already made it to a Phillies game, right? The woman that held the sign up, one of our You People. I still don't know how to
you
say
persons.
This. You persons?
No, it's You People.
You, yeah.
Those but, people?
But like an individual is a what?
Yeah, I don't...
Are they... If we met a person who watched
us... A You Person, yeah, maybe. Like we'll see if they want
to... No, it just all depends on if
they want to respond in the chat.
Like if you meet someone to you and they say, I love the show, I watch it on YouTube while I'm at work.
I say, you one of You People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
It all depends on
how would they introduce themselves? I am a You Person? I'm a You People?
I'm a You People. I would say that.
That sounds weird, but okay.
I mean, it's what don't we say most times that don't sound
true.
Weird?
Yeah.
So something about Kyle just pisses me off.
Agreed.
I have a few ideas of what it might be.
Agreed.
It's because maybe I'm so much better looking than you. Smarter.
Not sure if that's it.
And cooler.
Kyle
it could be any
into,
of those things.
He leaned into that one.
You never know.
That hit home a little bit.
Yeah, he workshopped the response.
I mean, if you're wondering what it is about me, it just could be any of those things. Search deep within. And thanks for hanging with us on YouTube.
Yeah, hit home a little bit. Yep. Hit home.
So forget about the Madden curse. We got the Joe Giglio kiss of death on Saquon season. Yep. So it's over.
No one ever remembers the good things I say when they come
true.
Only
never.
The bad things.
No, actually, it's funny because you were doing your open about the Saquon thing, and somebody said, Joe's driving me crazy.
I said he could run for 2,000 yards again.
Because nobody listens.
Well, they listen, but they get angry.
Well, you know what it is, and what I've noticed on a day-to-day basis, like when you say something, it might be positive. Nobody responds to your positivity.
Yep.
But if you say something that makes people mad... My timeline blows up. I can't believe Joe Giglio said that. Come on, y'all.
Well, they ignore the good and focus on the bad. And I can't help that. You guys react to what you want to react to.
Yep, and they're reacting a lot to the Alec Boehm stuff.
Mm. Well, there you go.
This one was pretty good. So Alec Boehm throwing his bat down and helmet is a temper tantrum now? You're all morons besides Hugh.
He's
always been a temper tantrum.
He's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, and I'm the one that says something about it. So I guess I'm a moron.
No, I just like it's always besides you. He was fine.
Well, it's like it's the same. It's, the afternoon show gets the same thing.
Yeah.
Besides Ike.
You played for the team I like. Yeah. Not a moron. It's all good. Yeah.
Well, it is as simple as that. I never sacked Sean King in a playoff game, so I can't claim that.
They get to know me, I guess they'll figure out I'm kind of a moron.
Well, not everyone's happy with you, Hugh.
Here we go.
Next, Hugh's going to remind us that Alec Boehm was in the home run derby when we mentioned that he only has 6 home runs this year.
Yes, I will.
Don't do that.
Thank you. Thank you for
nobody
reminding
cares.
Me. Nah, they don't. But I will remind you. Because it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Because you say it like it carries meaning. Yes, well, he was an all-star.
Like it carries weight. Yeah. It does.
It does not.
He is.
Nope.
It does not carry weight.
This one, not from YouTube, but just one of my favorite when this comes up on the Twitter poll. Because we asked about, are you back in on Alec Boehm? I was never out on Alec Boehm. WIP was, though. You know, congratulations, Craig. You're the man.
You're the only one.
Better than everyone else. No one cares.
I'd like to know one cares, no.
I'd like to meet the people who have the, chin up, smile on their face when the guy's hitting 125 in April. I love him. No, you don't. You're mad right now that he stinks. You're just lying to yourself.
Yeah. Father's Day gift suggestions for Hugh. We did get accountability. Hugh called that. A tent to go camping with Skip, his neighbor.
Oh. That's a rough one.
And better clues.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. The better clues one, even though I've been given immaculate clues lately. I like that.
Word on the street is we have some big prizes to give away next week, so get ready. Think of those clues this weekend.
It's going to be great.
Awesome. New addition to the bracket of Hughes. I like this one just because Hugh was instigating a fight with Joe and Frankie Two Scoops.
You really were. I tried to avoid this, and you're trying to egg it
We got Don King Douglas today.
No, because you don't understand. Frankie Two Scoops, like, unsolicited, called Joe this name, and I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. It was such a powerful name.
Yeah.
It was one that you don't hear on a regular, and
also, again,
he got beef.
This feels like someone that senior to use that language. Just feels weird.
Wait, hold on. You calling him old?
Senior.
You said, well, what does senior usually mean?
He was instigating.
What does that mean?
This is Don King Douglas.
He is my senior. Is he not elder, senior?
I tell you what, I hope Frankie Two Scoops ain't listening.
He was putting the jumper cables on Two Scoops, man.
I hope he is, so we could figure this whole thing out.
I know how he wants to figure it out. With hands.
With Two Scoops?
I don't think you're right on that.
He wants to figure it out with hands. That's what he wants to do.
That's not healthy for any of us.
I'm just saying, if I were you, When I come to CBP, just keep your head on the swivel. That's all.
Because of the guy that scoops the ice cream upstairs. Hey,
he's going to give you two scoops.
You catch two scoops, catch you slipping.
You're really trying to set up a Don Zimmer Pedro thing, and I'm not playing along, okay?
King Douglas, man.
I'm just saying. Yep. Two scoops run downstairs and hit you with that. Hit you with that. He loading them fists. Bah-bah.
Yep. Last thing
you're
here.
You're messy.
We're not celebrating Father's Day. We're celebrating a monumental day for drops on the show, and we've got more since people have mentioned that.
Oh, God.
Cream pie.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch that one. That one seems like that's crossing the line just
but
a little
you
bit.
Provided us with a few of your own today, Hugh.
What'd I do?
Who was the other guy I forgot. The fans that I like?
But nothing better. Then an addition to the Helium Hugh soundboard with the original.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Because it's not. Let me tell you.
But compared to last year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
Let me tell you. I like Trey.
Helium Hugh. He's going to get his own show around here. I need the Helium Hugh hour on Sundays. The variety hour with Helium Hugh.
Take a deep breath.
The weekend, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let me tell you.
People are going to the shore too, right? This is the shore weekend.
Well, every weekend becomes a shore weekend.
Traffic's going to be ridiculous.
You're going to be all right. You're going the opposite way, aren't you?
Well, no, I gotta go to Jersey. Go pick up Harper. We're going
to get to Jersey.
Skip pick him up.
I wouldn't do that. That would be not trustworthy.
That would be a no.
Okay, quickly, just as we end today, I'm looking at a list of guys that have made the All-Star game as Phillies. If the next time you tell me that Alec Bohm made the All-Star game, Paul Byrd made an All-Star game, Vicente Padilla made an All-Star game.
What about the home run derby?
I don't care. I don't care about any of this.
We're first-round draft picks, though.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I try to make it
that was
crystal
a good spin.
Clear.
Good spin.
I'm just saying.
Good job.
All right, that's I would say, more than enough for our nonsense for the day. All right, we got the afternoon show coming up live from Chickies and Pete's. Herb's going to be there, so if you want to hear about his escapades down in Columbia.
He has sex.
He told us that straight out. All right, that's where we end the show. We'll talk on Monday. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. We'll talk Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.